You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday. Now, not every insurance claim story needs to end in frustration. In fact, some end with dignity restored and lives changed. What am I talking about? Well, since the beginning of this year, the Life Insurance Division at the National Financial Ombuds Scheme South Africa, the NFO, has helped recover something in the region of 140 million rand in previously declined or disputed claims. That's money that's gone back into the hands of, I guess, grieving families and more vulnerable policyholders. These are quiet wins that seldom make the headlines, but they carry real weight. Restoring trust, they close painful chapters and also hold insurers to their obligations. I want to discuss this in a little more detail. I'm in conversation now with Denise Gabriels, who is lead ombud for life insurance at the NFO. Denise, welcome to you. Let's start with that headline number, 140 million rand recovered so far this year. In your opinion, what does that figure represent in real human terms?
Hi, good afternoon. It's obviously money that has been recovered for complainants to our office in respect of mostly claims that were previously declined and that have now been upheld by our office. Also, part of that is some compensation for poor service delivered by insurers. So that's only on the life insurance side.
So why do so many claims get turned down in the first place? What's the problem here?
Could be one of many reasons. Often it's the claims declined initially by the insurer, sometimes because of poor documentation or incomplete documentation having been delivered to them. The complainant not necessarily having read all the terms and conditions of the policy carefully, but we do go into it a little bit in more detail sometimes, taking into account the circumstances under which the policy was sold, what representations were made to the policyholder at the application stage. Sometimes it's waiting periods or claims that have been submitted late, and there are time barring exclusions on the contract. And then we would look at it from a perspective of fairness, what's fair to both parties.
Do we have a situation often where either the companies themselves or brokers, for that matter, are simply taking advantage of more vulnerable people? Those people, maybe, as you've suggested, that don't read the small print sufficiently.
There is obviously some instances of that occurring. Sometimes it's a matter of representations, the true representations being made to the advisor, the financial advisor, the broker, and that not necessarily being conveyed correctly to the insurer. So, for example, medical questions that are answered, we do sometimes get complaints where the person says, but they've given the correct information to the advisor who didn't necessarily deem it important or for whatever reason, filled, you know, something different, completed the form application form differently. Or in funeral insurance policies, what we've seen lately is they cover a wide range of lives insured. So it doesn't only have to be the policyholder, but sometimes the spouse, the grandparent, the children, etc. And sometimes that relationship is not correctly described to the insurer initially, and there could be a discrepancy between what was told to the advisor and what the advisor conveyed to the insurer. And those are also some of the cases that we've managed to uphold in favor of complainants.
So, Denise, if someone believes their claim has been unfairly rejected, what is the first practical step they need to take before coming to a body such as yours?
To complain to the insurer itself. Set out the circumstances under which the policy was sold, because sometimes they're also sold, you know, telephonically or online, or sometimes even at a toll point. What was the situation there? What was told to the advisor and why you believe the claim should be upheld? Make sure you also give the correct documentation that is required. I'd also advise all policyholders or prospective policyholders to answer questions fully and truthfully, you know, when they do take out the application form. But if they have and they feel that the claim is wrongfully declined, complain to the insurer. And if they do not respond in your favor and you still feel aggrieved, our services are free.
So at which point you come in, as you say, with free services, how does your mediation process work when that claim then has been declined and the person is not getting sufficient joy from the insurer?
So what happens is that if we cannot see that the person has complained to the insurer directly initially, we would send it to the insurer to give them an opportunity to resolve the complaint directly with the complainant. If that's still not resolved, or in cases where the insurer has responded but still stuck to their guns, and the policyholder still aggrieved or the claimant is still aggrieved, we will then take up the complaint. We will again ask the insurer to give their side. We would then give both parties an opportunity to state their case. Often this is it's a reiterative process, because sometimes, you know, one would respond to the other's allegations. We give them both opportunities to do so. And in that case, ultimately, we will try to negotiate or mediate between the parties. If that fails, we'll make a recommendation.
Denise, finally, what message do you have for South Africans who think they can't fight a big insurer?
I think there are many dispute mechanisms, the resolution mechanisms in place, especially for insurers, and the NFO deals with banks and credit complaints as well. So it's free, it's impartial, and it's informal and quite accessible. You can complain in any language to us. As you said earlier, Jeremy, 140.6 million rand has been awarded this year so far by the life insurance division alone. Short-term insurance also deals with complaints, as I said, the banking and credit divisions, they too deal with complaints. And we do take up the complaint. We're not a consumer advocate. We try and resolve these fairly and impartially between the two parties. But we kind of level the playing fields, because we will investigate the complaint on your behalf as well. We do not just take. We understand that there are vulnerable consumers and not everybody understands all the jargon, etc. And as the financial literacy to take up a complaint with the insurer, but we do that. And we will investigate it thoroughly as well.
Well, that is very reassuring to hear. Denise Gabriels, thank you very much indeed. Lead Ombudsman for Life Insurance at the National Financial Ombuds Scheme South Africa. Appreciate your time.